Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mapin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I know you're here because the passion is in the air. We're trying to fix things one day and one step at a time. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V is on his way.
Yeah, no, we appreciate Process getting us rolling here. So we're not going to take phone calls, so don't worry about calling in for the first little bit. Process got a job to do, even though I thought he was just over here to tell me how wrong Brandon Lang was this morning. But
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
He's going to be correct. I'm going to run back over there now.
Yeah,
okay. Morning shot. See you guys.
Fair enough. If we need you, we'll come and get you. Thank you for getting us rolling, man. Yeah, so Nick, God knows what.
What did Brandon Lang say?
Oh, he picked the 49ers. They said the 49ers would beat the Cowboys. I was like,
"What is
so wrong?
What is your level of concern with this one?
I mean, it's playoffs. I'm always concerned.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
can
happen in a playoff.
In the NFL. Like, this isn't college. Like, any of those teams can win the Super Bowl.
I mean, I literally.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Like
they get rolling. Yeah.
These are pros.
Yeah. You get some game plans. If they got your number on a game plan, they got your number today.
Yeah. So, it's one of those. But, you know, well, we'll see. I really.
What time's the game?
4:15, I think, on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this.
You doing that at home?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the interesting thing, though, with me is I don't look at the other teams in the NFL. I look at my team. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, like, years. I'm not nervous on years. I'm like, Dallas, I don't really got it. Like, you know, like, I really think they can make a little run. You know, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, so I get more nervous because I'm like, when this one, you move on. You know, it's like, you're like,
it's just
one
game, 1 week.
Yeah,
at
it's like all it takes is, you know, one.
So,
one loss
so you
here.
don't look at it like tournament,
like matchups.
Yeah, you don't look at brackets.
Oh no, because you're gonna play Tampa Bay or Green Bay, like. Dude, you're going to play tough teams. There's no – sure, I liked it better when there was a projection that had us playing the Eagles in the first round. You know, I was like, well, yeah, heck yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but usually in the NFL playoffs, there's – and now, you know, with the extra team getting in or extra two teams or whatever.
We're going to take advantage of that next year. Actually, I said we're. I don't know.
Even know what we're is.
Yeah, we're right.
I was going to say –
never mind.
Yeah. So, anyways, it'll be it is. There's a little anxiety though.
So just Sunday 4:15. Don't bother me. Just keep.
Well, I love the NFL playoffs. So I mean, I'll be locked in on Saturday.
Okay, the whole time.
And the NFL playoffs are the one that it's the only sport. Like when Louisville loses in the tournament, I vaguely can remember what that feels like. The tournament, but it's. When that was a thing we used to do
back in the day,
that relic that we used to be involved in the NCAA tournament,
right?
When Louisville would lose, I'm done. Like,
you're done with the season.
Well, I'm done until at least the next week. Like, I'm done for a few days.
This round.
Yeah, I'm
out
not
out
watching
this round.
Like,
sure.
If Louisville loses in the first round on Friday, I'm not 16. Watching Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, yep. Like I'm more like let me.
I'm probably elite
unless
eight.
Kentucky gets beat. When if Kentucky gets beat, that kind of re-energizes you. You're like,
well, let's go see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, man. Like the year Louisville took themselves out of the tournament, I was like, I'm not watching any of this crap. I was so mad. But when Indiana beat Kentucky, I was like, I'm going to go to the Yum Center. I went to the Yum Center and watched it. Oh, yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to check out some games here, man. Let's watch some games. So, anyways, with the NFL.
This is good football.
I can't help it. Even if Dallas loses, I'll be in for divisional round next week.
I'll just be watching for potential destinations. I'll literally be thinking, would I like to play there? Would I like to live there the whole time?
Yeah, the Niners. I agree, Texter. The Niners have been playing. I mean, they've been playing good ball. Like they're not a bad team. Like so, I mean, that would be it would be an honorable death if you to get beat by the Niners. But I just, like I said, I don't look at other NFL teams because they're all good.
And it doesn't look like it's like a dominant team. It's just like you gotta bring it.
There's not a lot of. They don't really look like many teams. I'll be honest with you. I would rather the Niners just beat me this week than have to go to Green Bay and lose in the NFC Championship game.
In the snow?
I don't know if I can handle too many more Green Bay playoff losses. Like, I mean, you saw last time. Like, I don't know.
You can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't know how much more.
Nicky V.
Even though I do like Aaron Rodgers more now.
Strange how that happens. Yeah. Nicky V in the booth.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, so what's up with you?
Oh, just had myself a morning.
Nicky V in the booth.
Oh, you want? I feel like you don't deserve the sounder if you show up.
If you're late.
Yeah.
Why not?
But all right, fine.
They want the boot.
I screwed up, boys. 100% just screwed up.
I'm listening.
So
is it a screw up that you don't care to talk?
No,
about?
No. Because I mean, it's here's the other thing. When you screw up, you gotta take some medicine. Mm-hmm. I don't like. You know, we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I yuck it up a little bit. And they say, well, it's the brand is strong.
Right.
But this is a brand is strong story. Maybe everyone can get a little chuckle.
Okay.
So, as you can see, I'm dressed like Johnny Cash a little bit. A little Johnny Cash action. So, I'm going to the restaurant tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm waiting on my stuff to dry. I'm running a little late. Sorry. Friday. Whatever.
Right.
Not that that's okay. But, you know, I was like, I everything's good. Taking care of it. I got it jacked up. Hey, so, okay. I don't.
No,
I,
your voice. Like.
Oh, my voice is quiet. Yeah, so, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. So I go to leave, can't find my keys. Running all over the house, my spare set's at my parents' house.
You don't have a clapper for your keys?
A clapper? Oh, yeah, the little chirp thing?
Yeah.
Where it finds it? No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm like,
GPS?
No. I need to get something. But last time we had the company party,
mm-hmm.
and I had them in my pocket, and I remember, because the year before, I was in the same boat. Couldn't find my keys and realized I'd left them in the missus' car. And I was like, I'm not going to do that again.
Right.
Not going to do that again. Not going to do that again. Did it again.
Mm.
Or so I thought. So I'm like, well, boys, I screwed up. Text the process. Hey, I might need you to start the show.
Right.
And Uber's 2 minutes out. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. But just for safety. So I'm out there, pissed off, waiting on my Uber, sitting on the porch. And I'm like, you know, it's a little chilly. I'm going to go grab my coat. Run in, grab my coat, throw it on. I'm like, what the hell is this in my pocket? It was my car keys. So I'd torn the house apart. I'd even quickly, like, patted the coat down.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot. I was so nervous about losing the keys.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in the super secret pocket.
Yeah, the deep one.
The deep one, you know, that, like, if you get frisked, there's a chance they might not find it.
Right.
And sure enough, so I'm sitting there. And
I don't leave too many times expecting to get frisked.
And frisk in Norton.
Yeah, I don't. They don't frisk there.
You probably share it with the police, don't you?
No, I'm not. I guess I'm not Italian or.
Go ahead and say
black.
It.
There it is. There it is. Say,
yes.
There it is.
That's the conversation you two need to have.
So, like, the Uber is around the corner. I got to. Sorry.
Did you cancel it?
But, you know, you still pay him. So, you know, he still gets a little bit of scratch. And then I, you know, two wheels the whole way here. And there you go. So that was my morning. Total colossal screw up on my part. Well, thought I lost my keys.
Process came in clutch, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say
no. Process is literally though.
We really don't start till 05. You know, like you wouldn't have been late. I don't think if you would just.
Yeah, well, I mean that was the thing. You know, it would have been one of those things where, but you know, I'm glad Process came in, saved the day, and I'm sorry to you two guys for just my shenanigans
this morning. Safe.
And, Yeah.
And sound and of sound mind and body.
Oh yeah, no.
I'm glad you're here.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, boys. I'm very happy to be
here. You had a good time last night?
I did. I had a great time with you guys, too. I mean, it was fun.
That was a good time, man. Our New Year's parties that we have.
It's always such a great
reset. It's always so fun.
It totally is.
Yeah, it's always so fun. So we had our office. Nate Huber always does a great job of kind of setting that up and getting everything rolling with that. So we had our office party. Oh, look behind you, Nick. It's awesome. Did you see they put Britt Baker and Adam Cole on TV together on Wednesday?
Cute.
Oh, it was awesome.
Who takes more pride in their once a year event?
Kenny or Nate?
Kenny Klein and his polos that he gives out at the Press Box Classic, or Nate Huber and his holiday party?
I know. It's funny, man. That's close. Because I even told my wife that. I was like, yeah, I got to get out here to the party. I was like, yeah, because I was like, look, Nate. I said, Nate invites us all, and he likes you. So I like, I try to get out and, you know, yep, support. And he does it upright, man. I mean, we go in there. We get the food, whatever you want.
Libations.
Yeah, drinks.
Power cards. I was calling him Big Daddy Nate because he would just – he had the veggie, like, you know, rubber band around a bunch of power cards. He's like, how many do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And just handed him out. So it was a good time.
And a lot of
video games.
And the office Christmas party always resets my agitation with all my coworkers.
Oh, always. Always.
Whatever they said throughout the year, it all goes away at the Christmas party.
Even though, oddly enough, this year, we really haven't been at odds.
Right.
Because I think we've been so aggravated with our own team. That's like,
I don't have time to be worrying about other people's opinion on my team.
Even though I do need to put Jack on red alert.
Uh-oh. Whoa, what's this now?
I need to put Jack on red alert for something that I have to say.
I'm sure he's listening.
Well, I'll say it then. Jack, I don't know where you're at. I don't know if you're here. I'm warning you, get your button ready. I really like this Central Arkansas transfer. And look, I'm fully aware that this may be this may be the sound I die with as we're firing a coach in December, December.
But no.
He can really play.
It's a safe. Listen, your wide receiver room is safe. Mm-hmm. Your wide receiver room and your predictions are safe. We haven't brought anybody much in the wide receiver room. The transfer from North Carolina, that was a good locker room guy / blocker.
Yeah,
it's probably the only guy that didn't really make it on the field like we thought he may. You know, it being our slot guy.
Yeah.
Outside of that, our wide receiver room has been legit.
Listen to this. This kid, now I watch video of him, good route runner, really good hands. He's 6'2". He's got 2 years left. He's from Texas. Played at Central Arkansas.
Good nickname, too. Thuddy.
Yeah, Thuddy.
Thuddy. Like that.
Listen to this. Last season, okay, over his 3 years, he had 900-some yards his first year, 800 his second year. Last season, he had 1,229 yards, 8 touchdowns. Listen to this. Some of these games he had. One game he had 5 catches for 178 yards and 2 touchdowns. Against EKU, you watched our receivers against EKU. He had 9 catches for 251 yards.
251 is good fantasy numbers.
One game he had 11 catches for 181 yards. Then he had a couple of 3 catches for 104, 7 for 118, 5 for 85. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He was an FCS guy. But he's got some Carly Jones vibes to him, man. Like,
I'm outplaying my
like, that might translate. That might translate. I liked it. I thought it was a good pickup.
Yeah, again, my wide receiver room, they've earned my trust.
I agree.
They've earned my trust in general.
And that I think is a good place to start today. That will transition into this. a wide receiver. Well, what brings on Deion Branch? I haven't really got your thoughts on it.
I have to separate them.
Okay. Fair enough.
I have to be two different people.
First off, can we start here? Because I know we both agree on this. Really happy for Deion. Yeah.
I could not tell you how happy Marcus Maben is.
Yeah.
Happy.
Sure.
For Deion Branch to be able to be here. You heard it in his voice. When he made the announcement on Middays with Marcus Maben that he is open to coaching here at the University of Louisville.
There it is.
When he openly said it for the first time across media airwaves that he was open to coaching at the University of Louisville.
This might have been discussed last night over nachos where it was like...
Right?
Does the show take credit? And like, all together, we were like, yes.
Yes, we have to take credit for that. Right, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. So, happy, 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 personally. Right? So, that's the biggest disclaimer you can have. Mm-hmm. I also have been around this University of Louisville for the last, let's just call it 6 months. I could call it a year. I could call it, you know, I could make it bigger than what it is. I've been here. And I felt a certain vibe at the Lamar Jackson retirement. I felt a certain vibe, you know, Reese Gaines gets hired, I didn't know if his role was really defined. But again, happy as I can be for the human being.
Sure.
Happy, and I know they're smart people who know the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're passionate people about sports.
Yeah.
I do know that. I know Russ Smith. I am so happy for Russ Smith.
100%.
But I have the right to turn a side eye at these seemingly force-fed moments. Seemingly. I could be wrong. But again, I watched the Lamar retirement. I watched it with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
It looked like a super photo opt event. It looked like one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can say it was all natural if you want to. In my eyeballs, it didn't look all natural.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I'm sending you a video right now of a robot they've built that's trying to replicate human movements.
Jesus Christ, Steve. Jesus Christ.
I knew you'd enjoy that.
God. Y'all are getting on my nerves. Y'all are acting like this.
Oh, you can help me cook.
It's like these movies.
Do you think these ideas, do you think the guys who wrote Minority Report, you think it just went away?
It's like people always, like, I had a conversation with my buddy one time. That movie, those Saw movies, right?
Yeah.
I never really watched them, but I knew enough of the story of the first one. My buddy was like, man, imagine, like, if somebody did that, you know? And I'm like, they did. Somebody wrote that movie.
Yeah.
Somebody created that scenario in his brain.
Do you know how much money goes into these movies? Just take something like one of those Doras or something. Sea Fish or whatever, you know.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Any movie.
Kind of an odd place to go. But.
No, any of these. Okay, Lion King. Do you know how... Sorry about your ear that time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much money goes into the detailed research of a $100 million production, Steve?
Yeah.
They have research. So listen, when they put $80 million into making Saw, they go through FBI forensic murder cases. They go through sick, twisted, real life events. This stuff is written from real stuff. when they made Minority Report 20 years ago, they used the discoveries, the advances in microtechnology, and they said it's inevitable we're going to have spiders to be able to go crawl into your apartment, see what's going on. This is inevitable. You know, like the thing, like everybody, how they had their own, growing their own food in their house. This inevitable.
Yeah.
To control my survival, I have to grow my own food to ensure my survival. This stuff's inevitable. Marcus, you're conspiracy. Cashless society is inevitable if you let it happen. It's all inevitable. It's just a movie. No, it isn't. Now I got to look at the iRobot.
I know.
You know what was the greatest scene? When Will Smith was in that place and he said, robots just making robots. He said, oh, now that's just stupid. Right?
Yeah.
He went into a room. He said, look, he asked her, okay, what do these dudes know? Like, you know, a room of 1,000 robots, right? And he said, what's the count on the robots? She said, 1,001. He said, find that odd, right? So then he says, what do these robots know? They just have a basic, a default programming system. So they're supposed to obey any order that a human gives, right? She said, yeah. He said, robots, you will not move, right? He went up to a robot, put a bullet right in his head, right? He walked around. He put a gun up to another robot. Robot peeked out. He said, I got him. Right?
Yeah.
Just happened.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That's where you're headed.
Yeah.
With that, what you just showed me, Steve, that robot.
That's horrifying.
We're going to have to put a bullet in his head and see which other robots, what they do about it.
Unless we can recruit them. Because if I had a robot left tackle.
Bring on the cashless society. Who we got? West End Wayne.
Makai Becton bot.
West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
All right, fellas. Happy Friday to everybody.
Indeed.
Hey, first of all, both of you guys, Steve, Marcus, and Nick, all y'all enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the ball games. Special time of year. Steve, I'm a Steeler fan, so, I mean, but you got a good Dallas team, so cheer them on, man.
Fair enough.
Hope they win.
Fair enough.
My team ain't got a chance. Yours does. Okay. It's the truth. But anyway, I'm battling this COVID deal. Marcus, you knew from the other night on your show, the midnight show, but and I got a lot of time on my hand at night. Because of this steroid stuff they got me on, I can't sleep. So I'm looking at videos and stuff, and I check you out, Marcus. And I didn't know that through that you didn't want to be a team captain there when Crum first wanted you to be a captain, that you didn't really want that responsibility on you at first, and then you adapted to it.
I know the video you're talking about. I think that's kind of misunderstood, but I know what you're
saying. Okay. But anyway, I was watching you, man, and which I remembered you. You know, I'm 57 years old. I remembered you playing and all that. But you know how time gets away from us.
Indeed.
You was a hell of a ball player, man, and hell of a good dude.
Appreciate it.
Here's my thing. Now I'm going to turn to Lawrence for y'all. I love Lawrence. He's my man out there. Everybody knows Lawrence, who I'm talking about.
Right.
We got two golden tickets here, man. I watched a lot of video last night on Key Payne, too. And I know Mark. I know Steve, both of y'all. But Steve has said it with Brom. I'm saying it with Payne. And I know Steve is too, but y'all got to bear with what you can and can't say. I get it. Those two golden tickets laying there right now in front of the university's face, I know for a fact they interviewed Payne after Padgett had the job. And he is a good guy, man. I've never really heard him talk and really listened to him. He's a great guy, and he knows basketball, and he loves kids. And the big thing is, he loves Louisville. During the Kentucky speeches that Cal had him do after them games, he mentioned, I love Louisville. I owe Louisville. I'll always love Louisville. But my job right now is with Kentucky, and I'm going to do my job. That guy's the man. And if this university, and I hope anybody out there that's involved in that university hears this, if you all do not pick this up and see what it is, you're painting yourself into a corner. that you guys cannot come out. There's going to be some bad things come out of this eventually because it looks scandalous. And if you've got no more than to go against these hires, then you're doing this deliberately, guys, because Mac's a good guy. I watched a lot of stuff on him last night, too. Mac just got in a bad spot at the wrong time. He has got us up to a level now to where we got decent players.
Are you just spending all your time thinking of solutions?
Well, I mean, Marcus, I listen to your show at night, this show during the day. I mean, I'm part of you, brother. I'm with you because I mean, you're there, too. I take my little nap like you do, and then it's just game on again. But, guys, I'm sick and tired of this, man. This university has got so much to offer. Kids want to come here no matter who the coach is. But the fit's got to be there for the style we play, we like, the fans like. Bring these hometown guys that are big-time guys in. That Branch is a good little hire right there. But I'm like Marcus. That's almost like a statue hire to me. I mean, he's a good guy, and he'll probably do good things. But I just think it was the timing of it is terrible. And it's more of a hush money type thing to me than it is actually trying to fix the problems there. Satterfield's not going to stay there anyway, guys. He's going to win. He's going to win a 9 games, maybe. You know, he probably will do that at some point. And then he's gone.
I feel your passion, Wayne.
He's gone. You know, and then you got a man there with Kenny Payne that could bring studs in here, man, and he can coach, and he'll stay. Man, oh, man, why would you not take advantage of these golden tickets? But, hey, anyway, thanks for letting me go, guys. I love the show, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. Listen, I'll never have a problem with anybody who sits around trying to figure out how I make my team good tomorrow.
Yeah.
How do I make them dominant tomorrow?
I know.
I always say, names like Brom, names like Payne, if they hurt your feelings, you got the problem. Because, yeah. If I have a championship-winning, bowl-winning former player turned great coach, I'm always going to be allowed to use his name in every situation. After every bad play, I'm gonna be allowed to say that, and it should not be looked at as anything but get my team together.
That's fair.
So here's the thing, Steve. I want to jump out of this conversation for a second because – there's one last NFL thing that we didn't get a chance to get to, and during the break, I'm gonna have Nikki Dubs from NFL Sound.
Okay.
And I want to get your opinion on this. Like I say, it could be short, it could be nothing, but I wanted if we're gonna talk coaches at all, we have to cover this story really quick.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think it's some Friday fun. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Bad Boy South.
Ghetto Feel USA.
Block Entertainment.
You know I go by the name Nitty, right? I gotta introduce y'all to another couple. I'm at my squad, right? Listen, man. Go by the name of Jock.
Young Jock.
He resides in College Park, right? But for right now, what we gotta do for y'all, what we gonna do? We gotta give y'all a hit.
Damn the every day. Ask a million questions like Jock, where you stay? Tell a College Park, where the chop calls. Heat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just about a zone. J's on my feet. I'm on that Patron, so get like me. 69 Cutlass with the bucket seats. Beat in my trunk, bought it just for the freaks. Catch me in the hood, posted at the store. Trickle in my lap on the phone, counting dough. If your girl choose, let her do a thing. Chill like a mama, nice night brain. Everybody love me, I'm so fly. Throw the deuces every time I ride by. I know you wonder why.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So I want to have a little bit of fun. A couple of rules in place. Texters, 3831, 93.9 is the text line. Nikki V, I'm going to need you to be a fan of the University of Louisville, if you don't mind doing that for one segment of your day. Can you be a fan? Can you think like a fan, Nikki? A fan, a full tilt fan of the University of Louisville. That is one thing. Fans, I'm going to need you to grow up on this one. Louisville supporters, grow up. Because I don't need text messages like,
We should look for somebody more proven before we go after Kenny Payne.
You saw, like, what more proof do you need the way you saw the destruction of Kentucky the moment he left the building? The New York Knicks have not been worth a damn for 25 years.
Hey, we had that 1 year with Carmelo and Tyson Chandler and
what, Linsanity?
Chubby Ray Felton.
Linsanity.
You had a month of Linsanity.
Yeah, I think Carmelo ran him out of town, but you know, it's neither here nor there.
Kenny Payne comes in that, and you know what Kenny Payne did? Went and got all those Kentucky players that Cal screwed up and said, you know what? We're going to be in the playoffs with these Kentucky players. Instantly. And he's a Louisville guy.
You're more proven.
Don't do that. Don't irritate me with that today. Please don't. So, Steve, NFL conversation.
Okay.
Thought this was incredibly funny. Thank you, Enzo, I believe, who sent it to me. You've probably seen this, but I want you to listen to it with me. This is NFL players. This is Brandon Marshall, maybe Ocho Cinco, somebody else, a couple other guys. I believe they said, just, you know, a couple ex-football players just chopping it up.
Yeah.
A former New England, Denver.
Josh McDaniels, I think. Did you say him?
He's not on there, but they're talking about him.
Oh, okay. The Josh McDaniels era in Denver. Okay.
Yep, okay. They're talking about Josh McDaniels in Denver and people that played for him. Go ahead and play it, Nikki.
McDaniels is the offensive coordinator, in New England during all those championships. He came to Denver. I never in my life was more prepared for a game than the years that I played with Josh McDaniels. They took preparation for a game. For me, it was on some psychoanalytic. For the meeting on a Wednesday, and he would lay out keys to victory. This is how we win the game. Every time we did exactly what he said,
this is facts, bro.
We won. He said, look, when they line up in this formation and you're their linebacker, they're running a deep dig behind you. He said, at the snap of the ball, sprint to the hash mark. He said, if you turn around fast enough, you got to pick. If not, it's going to hit you in the back of the head. Like that. And so we did that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, facts.
Hold on. Here come the twist.
You turn.
We get to San Francisco. We play San Francisco. We end up losing to San Francisco. We're supposed to beat San Francisco.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Our film guy got caught because we had to share a stadium. Got caught filming their practice.
That's the Belichick way. Say it again.
Spygate?
Say it again. That's the Belichick way.
Wait. Spygate? Our film guy got caught filming their practice. 1 week later, Josh is fired. Josh tried to say the film guy, who was his boy that he grew up with, I had whatever. We started out, 6-0.
It was 6-0.
We ended up 8-8. After that junior spy gate happens.
The junior spy gate.
We lose 6 out of 8 games, and I bullshit you not. Once that losing streak happened, we was having breakfast. We was in there. It's like, damn, man, I knew we wasn't that good. We was cheating. We was cheating.
The Belichick way.
Hey, that might explain why he has never left New England since.
What's that, Carl? If you ain't cheating,
that's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve, do you take Josh McDaniels on your team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nikki, do you take Josh McDaniels at the University of Louisville?
Yeah.
I can't believe I work with y'all.
Yeah.
You can't cheat like that. What's wrong with you two?
I know.
What's wrong with you, Steve? So if Josh McDaniels got hired on this staff, you would celebrate it?
No, I would want to be the head guy.
I want him to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking at my head guy like, I'm not going to let you screw this up.
Could you imagine?
Want him there.
Could you imagine y'all going through Wednesday game and he says, as soon as you see this formation, you run to that spot and turn around. And if you don't get there faster, like, don't even look. Don't even look at what they're running. Don't even worry about dissecting their play. Oh, it's a play. No, you just turn around and run as hard as you can to the hash mark. And do it quick and turn around and the ball will hit you in the face. And you do it and you get an interception. He said, I was the most prepared that I've ever been in the history of sports.
He I said, just love that like revelation where you're sitting there. It's like, oh, man.
He said, we was cheating.
Well, I wish I was cheating because I would rather be cheating.
Like really cheating. Yeah. Cheating.
I'd rather be cheating and winning.
We was cheating. We was really cheating.
Yeah.
So
that's like I love when I'll every once in a while I'll get a thing on Twitter. They're like, yeah, but the old regime was doing it this way. I'm like, was you having fun? Are you having more fun now than you was having from 2010 to 2015?
Is Kentucky, after hiding 30 arrests in the offseason, did they have fun this year?
Yeah. Did they have a good season? Did you enjoy that? Yeah,
they had a blast.
They had a good time. They had a good time.
You think they had a good time with Anthony Davis?
Yeah, like
still having a good time off that one.
But hey, we're clean. We're clean and having a blast, aren't we? 6-win season, lost to Air Force, Steve, and the basketball team's not gonna make the tournament.
I can't believe we can look ourselves in the mirror, Steve.
And we listen.
Yeah, oh yeah, great.
You remember when my dumb ass was sitting around when we pulled ourselves out? Like, you know what? You know what? We did it, own it, just be, you know, hey, I can look myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest thing I ever
said. I said the same thing. I was like, I'm so proud of Rick and Tom going up there. And in this era of, well, you know, they weren't my pants that the drugs were, you know, I was just, you know, in this thing where, I mean, every single scandal, there's the most BS excuses. Here was our university, a bastion of integrity, up there saying, you know what, we'll take our medicine, we'll do our due diligence. I wanted to run down there and high-five Rick and Tom.
And I will say, it's under the assumption I'm not going to end up in court with the person who, you know, with my arch enemy making the decisions in the court case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to. Hey, 1956, you committed a violation, which means your institution has a history, has a reputation. Nikki, I'm having hot flashes to the moment. I was reading the papers, Nikki. I was reading the papers, and when I saw the sentence, the violation in 1956 says that the University of Louisville has an established history of committing. I saw that, and Nikki, I was in the old 93.9 studios, and I looked right up at Steve, and I said, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't even born yet.
If a lawyer is able to. You remember that scene when Mona Lisa Vito says, and anybody who's ever been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows the positive traction, one wheel keeps spinning, the other does nothing. You remember when she looked over at that jury and they were like, yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
One of the best scenes.
When I saw that 1956, that's like looking at the jury saying, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. 1956 is your evidence that my university has a track record? How does that even make it into the thing? How do we not have a redaction in that where you say, hold on, Your Honor. Don't we? 1956?
No, pull the other thing from my cousin Vinny. Everything that guy just said is bolt. Thank you.
Your Honor, in 1956, we had segregated water fountains. What? You know what kind of violations were being committed in 1956?
Just about to say.
Human rights violations to African Americans.
The show would have looked a lot different back then. A lot different.
And your 1956 made it in my 2016
yeah.
police report. Marcus, your great-granddad, Killer, was his nickname. And Killer, because that was his nickname, Marcus, guilty. It's my great-granddad. Jesus Christ. 19. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was talking about, Steve.
So,
I just died again.
So the seasons, we got that going.
but point being, you would hire Josh McDaniels.
Yes.
They fined him $50,000. He got fired, and he was back in New England the very next season.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Bruce Pearl has Auburn rocking. I'm watching my timeline. And I'm watching Will Wade, who's what are they ranked in the country right now? It doesn't matter. They're ranked.
I mean, I know they're all like.
Yeah, just they all are. Listen, they're doing the same thing they're doing football.
Doing well. I mean, Arizona's doing well.
Just beat each other.
Well, yeah, LSU's doing stay well, ranked yeah.
them. These are all Nike schools.
In the meantime, we had to fire our Hall of Famer.
Two. Tom Jurich is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Athletic director. He's a Hall of Fame athletic director.
Yeah.
So you're taking Josh?
Yes.
I guess that is the point in general. Okay. The hire, Steve. Let's wrap up this hour. Okay. Deion Branch is in your building.
I'm glad Deion's there. I agree with you, but I do think that.
I mean, we do owe some. Reserve judgment, but I do deserve my side eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my side eye, I can separate. I can keep sports, and I can keep narrative and side eye. You know, saying, hey, I'm not convinced. Your other coaching hire, okay? Your Georgia coaching hire, your other Florida coaching hire.
Yeah, I mean the hires I think have been.
Let me ask you this. Do you think these hires are being forced on the staff?
No.
Or are they doing it? Or is the staff doing it, trying to bolster up their footprint?
Yeah, I think he's trying to bolster up. I mean, listen.
So this is Satterfield reaching out to bolster up his staff?
I would say so.
With, like, the co-defensive player, co-defensive coach?
Yeah. I would say that, I have to give credit where it's due. And, I mean, these look like good hires. Now, again, I have to say look because I don't know yet. You know, we don't know. But these seem to be three pretty good hires. Again, because I think next year is the put up or shut up. The schedule that's laid out, the way things are happening, look, you win six games, whatever, next year, you're fired. Okay, we're done. We're done. You're fired. So it's like.
Does he make it through the year regardless?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Next year. Yeah. Like, look, next year, I mean, I think we're all pretty clear on next year is do it or lose it. One of the two. And you're making changes that are, you're not making changes. The additions that are coming in are pretty good. What you've brought in the transfer portal so far is pretty good. I mean, Evans and Wiggins and Hudson and Griffin, and I think you're going to add a couple more, hopefully, you know. So, not bad. You know, I mean, obviously losing some of the guys we've lost, and we'll see if there's any more. Sucks. But, hey, you've got a shot. Your job's on the line. We'll see what you do. Go win. Like I said, I don't care. I've said this 100 times on this show. I don't care. I want Louisville to win. I'll say I think he sucks. And if he proves me wrong, cool. I'll go to the bowl game. And you can sit at home, watch it on TV, and talk about how mad you are at Steve Rummage. He flipped back.
And he flipped back. You said last year you hated him.
Yeah, well, we're in New Year's Six.
But it's important that you're saying that you can be won back.
Always the point.
I love Louisville over the coach. I mean,
I love Louisville over my opinion.
I can be in the New Year's Six next year I still would prefer Brom, but I
love
can get down
Louisville
with this.
Over my takes.
Yeah.
I don't care about saying I'm wrong ever. It was awesome.
But see, that's important. That's like people need to like hear that. That like you know you're not completely giving up on the university.
I do take pride. I do take a level of pride in being right. You know, saying I told you so.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, but you know that's a natural, you know, predictor in all of us. You know, but yeah. If you go out and blow somebody up, he can DX chop.
Yeah. And hey, if Satterfield goes out there and we're 7-0 to start the season next year. Well, you can flick me on the forehead. That's fine. Like, okay, I'll take it. All right, cool. Let's go. I'm at the games.
What would we do, though, seriously, if he just, like, came by and he had to, like, record a promo and just walked in here?
You think I'm scared to talk to these coaches?
Need rummage in the groin and then just walked out.
Oh, no, listen. If
give you, like, a DX chop.
Listen,
I'm not.
If he's 7-8-0.
And we're yeah. Look, and we're 12.
Yeah, and we're ranked 12. Go ahead. I'm okay with it.
Like, you earned it.
You earned it.
He just comes and takes out our entire
look, I, team. Listen,
knees
I,
you. Again, European I've, uppercuts me.
I have taken punches to the face and knew that man deserved his punch. And I, you know, just I've been in enough fights to where it's okay. You got it. I got to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And you, I had that coming.
Yeah.
What it was like, touches. Yeah.
But if you come out next year and you win 6 or 7 and they're. And it's a piss-looking season or less.
And
or,
I'm going to say, where's the surprise?
Yeah, then I'm going to say, okay, I was right. You're not that good. You should be fired.
Mm. And I will say, we wasted another year.
Yeah. And I will look at the administration and say, you should have done this last year. This is why we should have done this. But, hey, I hope I'm wrong with that. Hope he's awesome. And like I said, the three hires have been pretty good. The transfers he's brought in have been pretty good. Go get this D tackle from Miami that they're looking at. Go get a few other guys. Like, hey, man, maybe we can do something here. But if I've got to watch, if I've got to sit down with 6 wins and go watch a game at Commonwealth, and I've got to watch Kentucky bleeping football run me up and down the field, yes, then you've got to go.
But see, I'm gonna want.
That's fair. That's fair.
But here's the problem. Here's the biggest problem. If I watch that again in Commonwealth, I'm going to want retroactive blood.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm going to want back pay.
Oh, yeah.
Child support for this
one.
Oh,
I think all the fans will.
I'm going to want what other kind of payments, rears or whatever you call it. I'm going to want all my reparations.
Oh, yeah.
My child support. I'm going to want payment for my time and my pain and suffering.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm listening.
Because I'm going to be like, this could have been Brahms' first year.
You owe Brahm an extra year of salary that you didn't bring him in here last year. Because he was the coach in waiting.
Yeah.
And you just screwed it up.
But I'm going to fully admit, I'm starting this season with my arms folded. Like, that's just where I'm at.
No, but
and nothing's going to change that over the summer.
And again, when you talk about the retroactive pay, when he gets this 5-year extension and the buyout goes back up, you know, at Purdue, I'm gonna be on 10 the whole time. Kenny Klein is going to have to get me removed from Cardinal Stadium. He's literally gonna say, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, Kenny, it's been a great run."
Yeah, I'm gonna start streaking. Before plays that are big plays, I'm gonna start costing you games physically. I'm gonna take off running. Look, see you guys. Look, they're about to throw. He took the ball. A fan took the ball.
Truck sticking, guys. Still got it.
I'm not gonna let you in. No. But seriously, like, I mean, hey, I hope we prove it wrong. Like I said, so far, 3 pretty good additions. It still baffles me that he refuses to fire or to move guys like I wouldn't even say fire, but like Brown and Ivy, like maybe try to, like I said the other day. I mean, you can make a couple hires that I think would help. But
and what I'm asking, are you putting them in the room for their minds?
But I can also give him credit for saying, if that's what you believe in, stick with what you believe in. Go live or die on your own sword. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can give Satterfield credit for that, too. Like, hey, okay, no. But if you are looking at me and say, no, I believe in those guys. Okay. They'll show us.
This quarterback room better get upgraded.
The quarterback room sucks.
You know it,
you need to figure it out. And don't try to sell me. Don't try to sell me. Don't have a mediocre year and try to be like, well, this freshman's going to come in and start. No. No, I'm not playing that game with you. I'm not going
to
play a game.
He's a couple years to develop.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you got 3 years to develop your new freshman quarterback. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben on I-39 DeVille.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.